I have a scientific question for you, Gerbys.
I'm not a scientist.
Answer the question,
this
Gerbys.
This is a fucking scientific question. I'll do the science afterwards. Now, what would you rather... Actually, I think I asked this to Shane, too. If you had to have sex with a transsexual, would you do female-to-male transsexual or male-to-female transsexual?
Male-to-female.
That what you would do?
A female is who I'd have sex with.
What do you mean?
Well, the whatever.
Whichever
looks...
one is a woman when I have sex with them.
Okay.
For sure.
Yeah.
That's not the question.
What's the question?
Question I think you posed me was Buck Angel and Bailey J.
Yeah. Who would it be?
It's got to be Bailey J, I guess.
What do you mean?
She's a really hot dude.
In your heart of hearts, what would you do?
Oh, does the listener know who these people are?
Google them right now.
All right, Buck Angel's this jacked fucking dude who's like tatted up.
With a vagina.
With a pussy.
Mm. Yep.
And then there's this really hot looking lady that has a dong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Changes the equation for me. Hot lady with a dong.
Hot lady with a dong. Okay. In this occasion, yes.
Okay. Say you like her. Is that what you're saying? You like her this occasion?
I'm saying Bailey J's pretty for transsexual, but okay. I'm not going to go out of my way to fuck her. But if I have to choose between her and Buck Angel, her every time.
But Buck Angel is jacked and has a vagina. I've heard a lot of people be like, oh, Buck Angel, I'd fuck her. The pussy counts. And it's like, actually, it's not the truth at all.
It's really terrible.
I did my research, dude. It's called a erotical illusion. That's how transgenders make... Because the transgender porn market is like exclusively heterosexual men. There's a book, A Billion Wicked Thoughts, dude. It's so fucking funny.
I knew the book.
They got into that, dude. And it's like basically it's four heterosexual men. Yeah. And they're combining breasts, hips, and other men's penis are like a sexual cue for men. Because it like triggers sperm competition. So that's why, like, all, like, dude,
Steve, say something scientific about this. Orgy porn,
almost overwhelmingly, there's more dudes to girls. There's, like, 9 man cum slams. There's not, like, 9 chicks, 1 dude. That fires dudes up. Other dudes come. So if you cross tits, a butt, and a dick, you're firing all kinds of crazy shit in your brain. And the only thing that, like, so the women's version of that, guess what it is? Vampires and shit. That's a weird thing of like it's a weird combination of like supernatural stuff and they, like so if you catch your girl watching that like Vampire Diaries, that's their tranny porn, dude. Twilight's tranny porn for girls. Thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, listen, I mean, I think I remember reading there was like a book called Sex at Dawn that I think I remember reading about.
Oh fuck, Sex at Dawn, dude.
Christopher Ryan.
I don't know.
What did he say about that?
Well, I seem to recall the idea about like you if you're in competition with other males, then you're going to have more potent sperm.
Yeah, that's the whole thing of cuckoldry. You're supposed to follow.
Cuckoldry?
Yeah, you do it on purpose. So you bring a dude in.
I never heard it called cuckoldry.
You bring a guy in. Dude, cuckoldry works as like so you have a girlfriend or wife, and that's your hot wife, and you let her bring a dude in who's like physically superior to you. So then you watch her, this dude, fuck her, and then you have sex with her afterwards.
Yeah.
And people report that it's like you fuck real fast and you come in like 2 minutes and it's super powerful. Because that's your body being like, dude, come on, man, we got to kick it up. And apparently your dick's shaped to plunge out other dudes.
Oh, you told me this, dude.
Your dick's shaped to pull other sperm out. So,
Jesus.
Check that out. Why is that? Explain that.
Steve, we got a lot of questions.
Dude, that was
first
so...
First on deck is why do our dicks plunge semen?
Yeah, it's just going to be me going, I don't know.
Steve,
I am an idiot.
Answer this.
Yeah.
Well, we have to do an experiment then.
How? Steve's butt?
We got to see what his dick can plunge, dude.
All right, I'll come in Steve's butt. Then you plunge it out.
I'll plunge. I got that mushroom tip, dude. I'll plunge it out, dude.
All right, hot cast.
But that is funny to think that like girls watching Twilight is their tranny porn. I even tested it. My girlfriend watched every episode of Vampire Diaries. I'm like, do you think vampires are attractive? And she was like, no. Exact same response as a dude being like, did you fuck Bailey J? No.
Oh,
it was exact same response. No. And I was like, this is your tranny porn?
Dude.
The listeners missed how well he pantomimed that.
yeah, for
the
sure.
The exact sort of like, yes, but
there's,
no.
There's one thing, yeah. There's one thing I do, and I think we talked about getting some cameras down here to at least put up some clips. But there's one thing that the listeners always miss out on is when Matt goes on a rant like he just did, and all you can see is darkness and candles. And then his face lit up by the computer screen. And he's like dead serious. Like, and that's why cuckoldry porn is so hot. It's like, dude. You're a maniac.
Some heavy fucking knowledge.
This fucking book, A Million Little Thoughts.
Billion Wicked Lies, dude.
Destroyed you.
It's literally the best book I ever read.